Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
COVID-19 is spreading across our state, whether you're in the city or a one-stoplight town.
For your family, our economy, and our children, help us stop the spread.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance.
All the latest agriculture news and market information every weekday in the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Go to OklahomaFarmReport.com and in the right-hand column, click on subscribe to the daily email and we'll meet up in your inbox.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? But you just might find it on HighBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HighBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auctions. And it's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, and even arcade games. You can search for items by name or just simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HighBid.com. That's HIBID.com. And find what you're looking for today.
Well, although the United States has not had foot-and-mouth disease since 1929, it's still affecting livestock everywhere else around the world. And that could return it here. According to the World Animal Health Organization, FMD circulates in 77% of the global livestock population. Dr. Rosalind Biggs, beef cattle extension specialist for OSU Extension and director of continuing education for the OSU College of Vet Medicine, says FMD is highly contagious and it affects all cloven-hoofed animals, including livestock and wildlife.
Undoubtedly, if we were to have an introduction into the U.S., regardless of where it is, whether it's in Oklahoma or another state halfway across the nation, it will be it'll be devastating. And there's some catastrophic things that can occur related to it.
State and federal animal health officials continue to prepare for FMD in the U.S. Emergency response plans are evolving and focus on potential vaccination and limitations of movement. Biosecurity preparedness at all levels of production is the key to prevention, says Biggs.
And biosecurity is simply put how we're going to keep disease from our herd, from entering our herd. And there's a number of different measures that can go into that. And most farmers and ranchers already do those things. They take a look, they test animals before they do purchases. Their cleanliness and hygiene is always really at the forefront. And now is the time, if you're not already there, to take a look at it and think about the implications and try to position yourself best to be able to continue with business should we have an introduction of a foreign animal disease.
For more information on biosecurity plans, you can go to www.securebeef.org. Well, last week, the head of an anti-meat extremist group posed as the CEO of a major pork producer during a national television interview. National Pork Producers Council says the conversation contained outrageous and false claims about the U.S. pork industry and the challenges that it's faced during COVID-19. NPPC President Howard A.V. Roth had a sharp response to the interview, taking advantage of this Black Swan event to drive an anti-meat, anti-livestock agriculture agenda is reprehensible, Roth says. These radical extremist groups, who typically work shrouded in secrecy and false identities, frequently by breaking the law, are only able to propagate their false narrative by fooling journalists and posing as credible sources. Despite the enormous challenges of 2020, Roth says hundreds of thousands of committed farmers and others employed in pork production remain dedicated to keeping Americans and consumers around the world supplied with affordable, nutritious protein. COVID-19 has caused record numbers of Americans to be food insecure, he adds. U.S. pork producers are proud to help feed those in need, and those extremist groups should be ashamed of their stunts. Apparently, there's no low point for their actions. You've got farm news on Ron.
Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years, and I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's Town and Country Policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.